A new dinosaur species has been discovered in Alaska. Bones of the plant-eating hadrosaur were excavated by researchers working in a known fossil-rich zone north of the Brooks Range. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The newly identified dinosaur is the northernmost of three so far unearthed by a team working along the Colville River, a tundra area. University of Alaska Museum of the North Earth Sciences curator Pat Druckenmiller says was very different when dinosaurs roamed the region.
Imagine it when it actually was forested, and they were also living in a very strange world because that part of Alaska at that time, about 70 million years ago, it was actually farther north than it is today. So these are dinosaurs that lived in a polar environment as much as 80 degrees north latitude. And it was, of course, a warmer world, but they still had to contend with extensive periods of darkness because they were so far north.
That sounds challenging for the new plant eater named Ugrunaluk kukpikensis, Inupiaq for ancient grazer. Druckenmiller says the herbivore prospered in less than ideal conditions, including ice and snow, using hundreds of teeth to munch conifer needles and other rough browse off the ground during the winter.
So in some ways, this new dinosaur is a bit like a moose in that it could subsist on poor quality forage in the winter months when it was a little harder to get by.
Druckenmiller says the new dinosaur grew to between 25 and 30 feet long and 7 feet tall at the shoulder and typically stood on its rear legs.
Interestingly enough, the majority of the bones we found were from not an adult size, but a juvenile size class that was only about 9 feet long and about 3 feet tall at the hips. And in fact, very soon we're going to be putting up at the museum a couple of mounted skeletons from the juvenile size class so that you can actually see what this animal looked like a little bit in better detail.
An artist rendering of the new dinosaur is already on display at the museum. Druckenmiller and fellow researchers, University of Alaska Fairbanks graduate student Hirotsugo Mori and Gregory Erickson of Florida State University published their findings this week. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.